work.
One of the most important stories out there today is the fact that all over the Western world, Europe, Australia, the United States, Canada, the police show up unannounced, put guns to kids' heads, and they generally say, "We're here from the pro-Second Amendment group, we're here to kill you." Or they say, "We're the homeschooler group, we're here to kill you." To obviously demonize patriots and homeschoolers. We said, years ago we would talk about how they're training the general public that the American people are terrorists and gun owners are terrorists, and that this whole anti-Al-Qaeda system is being built for the American people. And now it's all admitted and declassified. As you know, all these federal reports coming out. But we'll put it up on screen. This is an article Paul Watson wrote November 1st, 2006. Armed men terrorize school. Michigan raid, part of an unfolding agenda to mold schools into prisons and students into obedient slaves. And in that article, you can click on the first hyperlink. You scroll down a little bit. It says Associated Press. You click on that. Who knows if that article in 2 years is still even there. But we can't live on air click on that article for folks. Yes, see, AP's taking it down. But you can go through, I guess, and register and get it. That's why we write these articles to document what's going on. And it gets into what they're doing at these schools. So let me go ahead and read over this article. A recent incident in which armed riot police raided a Michigan junior high school as part of a drill that the children were not aware of was about to take place raises the bar in the pursuit of an agenda to fully transform public schools into prison training camps set up to breed continuous generations of obedient slaves. The AP reports, and here's the quotes. A school safety drill that included police officers and riot gear and weapons has caused concern among some people who say it was too realistic and frightened some students. Students who were unaware police were conducting a drill were taken from their classroom in the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper said. Some of the kids were so scared, see, they call it a drill to get around the Fourth Amendment. Some of the kids were so scared they just about wet their pants. When I talked to parents, they did wet them. Said Marjorie Bradshaw, a parent with four children in the Godfrey Lee schools. I think it's pure wrong that the students and the parents were not informed of this. The students were not told the drill was about to take place, and the teachers were given just a moment's notice. This follows an incident in early October where another Michigan school was locked down for hours after a teenager was seen in the woods wearing a Halloween mask. The raid was similar to those in Goose Creek, South Carolina, where armed police raided a high school with weapons drawn, supposedly in search of drugs, shouting, police officers aimed guns at students' heads and were ordered face up against the wall in the Guantanamo-style squats as they were handcuffed before canine dogs sniffed their backpacks, actually attacked their backpacks. No drugs were found at the Goose Creek Police Department. The city, as well as the Berkeley County School District, had to pay $1.6 million. Okay, this isn't the article. I want the Michigan AP article where they're throwing the fake blood on them. I saw you had it on screen when you were looking earlier. Where they're throwing fake blood on them and saying, we're homeschoolers here to kill you. There's just too many of these. I'll find it during the break. After Alan Combs is here, I'll do 30 minutes on it. School shooting drill terrifies unknowing teachers. WCAU-TV. About 50 teachers at a New Jersey school experienced a terrifying moment. Now, and I've got these all over the country. I've interviewed the teachers. When a shooting rampage turned out to be a drill, but the teachers didn't know it. This is September 17, 2007. Do a similar headline to that, but do Minnesota. That was the really, where they put guns in their heads and we're going to kill you. A man burst into a library and started shooting, but the gun didn't have any bullets, just blanks. The teachers took cover and hid children under tables, crying and trembling. People are crying. The girl next to me is trembling and shaking. You heard people crying. You heard other people praying. It was pretty dramatic. Yeah, I'd have been fighting. One teacher said, the school district put the drill in place to test staff readiness. The Phillipsburg School Board heard from angry teachers and parents Monday night. The board is reviewing the drill. I mean, you just get literally thousands of these, literally thousands. Then I got them where they make them stay in the classrooms without food during the drills, and they defecate and urinate in trash cans. Stay with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been on his show quite a bit in the last 4 years. He's Alan Combs, a TV commentator on Fox Television. And, of course, he has a syndicated radio show via Fox, and that's the show that I've been on quite a few times. Lord Hannity would never have me on. He would have me on when I was busy bashing Bush, but would also, you know, criticize me quite a bit. You know, we've had some nice sparring and debates. And then he's still having me on now that Lord Obama, continuing all the exact same policies, is in power. So we have the great Alan Combs on with us, and I'll get back into the re-education camps that they've turned the public schools into when he leaves us at the bottom of the hour. Mr. Combs, it's good to have you here with us.
Acknowledging, Alex, I don't just put you on when it favors my side.
No, that's what I was acknowledging.
Yes. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. We don't play the whole left-right paradigm ourselves. And I think the country's starting to get away from these labels, or at least trying to.
Well, I think, you know, much as you might be critical of Obama, I believe his tone and the fact that he's got a bipartisan cabinet goes a long way toward back healing those wounds and having us live in a postpartisan America to some extent, minus the teabaggers.
You know, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. I mean, that is really a derogatory term, though,
right.
to have CNN doing it, MSNBC doing it.
Yeah.
A sexual derogatory term. If there was any question, they admit it's a sexual term.
Well, I thought that's what they were calling themselves.
And then to say they're all, I'm not saying you're doing this, I'm asking what you think, that they're all racist and they all hate black people. Do you believe that, Alan?
No, that's not my take. I keep getting accused of saying they're all racist. I've never said anything of the kind. I don't think the fact that people hate Obama, some of them, hate them or don't like him or criticize him because of the race issue. There is some of that, but I'm not blaming the teabag people, whatever you want to call them, for being racist. Some of them are. Most of them were very, very peaceful and well-behaved. I just think my problem with that is it was disingenuous what it was. It was corporately sponsored. To say that somehow this was a grassroots movement, to say it was bipartisan, and it wasn't about being against Obama when clearly it was a criticism of Democratic policies is disingenuous. To say that is anything else is disingenuous.
Yeah, but clearly, Alan, your employer tried to hijack Fox and others and talk radio, neocon talk radio, tried to take it over and did to a certain extent. But I was there. We had Ron Paul tea parties here in Austin last October.
Yeah.
And they had them in D.C. and Boston and San Diego. We started the tea parties. And then along came Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh.
Well, they tried to make this a Republican versus Democratic thing, but then claimed it was bipartisan. This had nothing to do with parties, but it certainly was, at least what it became, was not what you originally started. What it evolved into was, let's bash Obama, let's bash the Democrats, but we're going to claim it's grassroots, and we're going to claim that it's bipartisan, none of which it was, at least in terms of the recent April 15th so-called Tea Party. Look, people forget, too, naming it the Tea Party, the original Tea Party was about taxation without representation. This is representation. They just lost an election. That's what that was about.
Well, I mean, Alan, it is bipartisan that 98% of Americans in a Gallup poll, and they were saying that they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls in Congress against the banker bailout. I mean, that is bipartisan that folks don't like.
I'm talking about the Tea Parties. I'm talking about the fact that the Tea Party was basically organized by three conservative groups like Dick Armey's group, Newt Gingrich was involved in it, to say that this was a bipartisan effort. I'm talking about specifically what happened on April 15th. Was not bipartisan, was not grassroots.
Well, my issue is when I see people like Janine Garofalo get up and say everyone is a racist, that is racism. That is injecting racism. Go ahead.
Alex. Here's my problem. I don't agree with what Janine Garofalo said. My problem is those who don't agree with me who will hold up comments like that and say, see, you liberals, this is the way you liberals are. Just like Alex, I know you get lumped in with people you may not want to be lumped in with, but every time some left-wing wacko says something or does something stupid, it becomes, this is how the right will define the left. And that shouldn't happen any more than people who are members of the Klan should define the right, for example.
But I wasn't trying to lump you in.
No, I'm not saying you.
But listen, I figured that you were going to not like what she said because I think I know you pretty well.
Right.
But it's the same thing. Some guy visits my website out of hundreds, shoots three cops, and then the Southern Poverty Law Center associates me with him, and it comes out later what he was doing on my site was attacking me. Now, that's really not fair.
Look, as I said to you the other day when you did my show, I was followed around New York by 9/11 truthers, many of whom do things in your name. I was harassed by these people. I know that many of them are followers or at least listeners and supporters of you, but I don't hold you personally accountable for their behavior.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that, I mean, that's overall just another issue. I don't want to get sidetracked completely on that. I just wanted to ask you about it because you brought up the tea parties. The media keeps saying teabagging so much, I almost just said it. Alan, what do you really think of Obama? I mean, hasn't he gone back on a lot of his promises?
No. No, he's not. We all know that governing and running for office are two different things. I don't see him as somebody who went back on a lot of his promises. He said we get out of Iraq in 16 months in terms of, combat troops. Okay, it's going to be, a few more months because he compromised with the generals on the ground, listening to generals on the ground. He said he's going to lower taxes for 95% of taxpaying Americans. That seems to be in play. He said he'd have a bipartisan cabinet. He's got Ray LaHood transportation. He kept Great Gates in defense. He tried to give Judd Gregg punked him. He tried to give Gregg a position. I think he's done very good things. He changed the tone. He talked to our enemies. He's doing a lot of the things he said he would do. and he's doing it less. Have you got Republicans saying, oh, my God, he's doing too much? What? You, and yet when Bush tried to do things besides prosecute the war on terror, we were told, of course, we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Okay, what about lobbyists? He said, I will not hire lobbyists. And, boy, this is uber lobbyists.
You can't. Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, you can't not hire lobbyists because everybody's a lobbyist. I mean, not everybody, but everybody among those who will apply for jobs in an administration, there are always going to be those who worked as lobbyists. You know, John McCain said he wouldn't have any lobbyists in his campaign. His campaign was run by lobbyists. I mean,
well, they shouldn't lie. That's my point.
I'm not defending Obama on that. I'm simply saying.
But I mean, why do they lie then? Why is it just? I mean, you even just said it. Oh well, there's rhetoric in a campaign, Alex. Right. And then there's governing. I mean, why lie then? I mean, I will not hire one lobbyist.
Well, you can say I don't know if they ever said I'll not hire one lobbyist. But I think it's like anything else. If you were to run for office, you would say a bunch of things, and then you get into office. Okay, here's the way it really is. I don't think it's a calculated lie. You want to get them on that? Okay, I'll give you that. Lobbyists, okay. In general, though, has he done a good job? Has he done pretty much what he said he's going to do? Has he changed the tone in D.C.? Has he tried to reach out to all sides? Is he talking to other countries? Is he getting us out of Iraq? Is he dealing with the economy? These are all things that are more important than the few things you could probably
okay, tag. Okay, let's talk about the war, because we got an argument about this. I have video clips of him. It's in the Obama Deception. Free online, folks, the ObamaDeception.net. He says in there, I will start bringing our troops home immediately the first day. Then he says 16, then 23. Now the generals are saying, oh, wait, we may not even want to pull down to 50,000 permanently for 6 more months after that. So now we're out well past New Year's.
I'm aware that the plan is 23, and I'm also aware that during the campaign, I heard him say over and over again, 16. I never heard him say we'll get it out the first day. He campaigned on, once his campaign was up and running, a 16-month timeline with 2 to 3 brigades a month. That's what he campaigned on.
Early on, he said immediately. Then once he started to get steam, he did moderate to 16, then 23, and now they're saying even longer. And we'll see.
He also said he would listen to the troops on the ground, listen to the generals on the ground.
Oh.
This is exactly what he's doing, which you've got to do if you want to have some credibility.
Okay.
You don't make the decision from the Rose Guard.
Okay, let's take taxes. He's saying he's going to rewrite the tax code and get rid of some of the exemptions on property tax or on interest on the mortgage. That is a big one for those of us that pay taxes and own houses. We know, I'm sure you know, Alan. He's talking about these green taxes, these carbon taxes. Those are taxes that are people under $125,000 individually a year.
Well, when he was talking about income tax, he was talking about the tax rate. The tax rate is going to be lower for the upper income people than it was under Ronald Reagan. And furthermore, under Reagan, who professed lower taxes, there were all these other fees and taxes that they put in order to make up for what they were losing. And also, don't forget now, all the states, many of the states are raising taxes because they need to make up the shortfall.
And there was the George H.W. The George H.W. retroactive tax. I mean, look, I agree the Republicans are a bunch of tax and spenders as well. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know, Alan. I mean, what about him saying no rights for detainees? What about him saying, I'm going to say you followed orders, Nuremberg doesn't matter.
You don't mean detainees. You mean CIA agents who were carrying out orders. And he wants rights for detainees. They have a right to habeas corpus, something that was denied under the Bush administration. I do have a problem with, and I would like to see him prosecute even those who were just following orders. They know what the rules are. They know what the laws are. They should at least go after those lawyers like Bybee and you who the people who were obviously telling Bush and Cheney what they wanted to hear, who wrote the so-called torture memos. The New York Times, I'm sure you and your audience love the New York Times, but the truth is that, you know, they had a piece 2 days ago that if they did any background and looked at historically where these torture techniques, including waterboarding, came from, they go back to the Spanish Inquisition, and we prosecuted people after World War II for waterboarding and the same kinds. I mean, we went after people for being war criminals for the very kinds of things we're now doing.
Yeah, they executed Japanese soldiers for it.
Yes.
And then they really learned it in the modern times from North Korea, from the Korean War, from what I've read. But you're right, it goes back to the Spanish Inquisition. Give us your website, Alan.
Alan.com.
Alan.com. You can't beat that. That's easy. Alan.com. I wish I had one that good. Stay there, my friend. We'll be right back. Final segment with Alan Tom, straight ahead. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
We've only got 5 minutes left with Alan Combs, but he's agreed to come back. Alan, during the break, we Googled together San Jose Mercury News, Washington Post, Obama backs Bush, no rights for Bagram prisoners, no Geneva Convention, no habeas corpus. So there you go. Do you agree with Obama on that? Alan. So you don't agree with him on that?
Look, you presume, because I'm an Obama supporter, and I support him on most of what he's doing, and I think he's been a very good president, that I have to agree with everything he does. And you are very good, Alex, at pulling out those particular instances where I don't agree with him. Does that mean I think he's, but I still think he's doing a great job as president. There are going to be those areas where I disagree. You went after Bush. You went after Obama. You'll go after whoever's in office, probably. But generally speaking, we have transparency in this administration like we did not have before. What I find amazing, here you have Obama releasing the torture memos. Cheney comes forward now and he says, let's release the stuff that shows the torture works. So all of a sudden you got Cheney calling for transparency when he's been quiet. And this is not the most transparent vice president we've ever had. And now suddenly that Obama's president, he wants transparency.
No, I'm saying it was bad when Bush was doing it. It's bad now when Obama's doing it.
It was a lot worse when Bush was. At least with Obama, you have transparency. He's changing the tone. He's doing most of the things right. I don't agree with him on not going after the CIA people. And I don't agree with him with treating, not giving detainees certain rights. Human rights attorneys also seem to agree with me on this. I'm a human rights guy. I don't like it. But on balance, he's much better at this stuff than the last administration.
Okay, Alan, in the time we've got left, I got two final questions for you, and I really want you to answer these. I heard an audio clip online of you saying more power to the Bilderberg group, but we've gotten some of their minutes. They've admitted they helped covertly set up the EU.
I was kidding. It was a sarcastic remark.
No, but do you remember 10 years ago when the media said Bilderberg group didn't exist, and now, okay, so you were kidding about that, but the...
I said more power to them, like, oh, fine, leave me alone about it.
I understand now. What about hundreds of mainstream news articles saying New World Order and then defining it, a bank of the world that we pay carbon taxes to that controls the world's interest rates and currency values?
Look, Alex, I know that you are, I know you believe conspiracy theorists will take over the world. I know you think that these groups are all leading toward one world government. I don't think our sovereignty is in jeopardy as you might. I'm not terribly interested in the Bilderbergs. I'm not worried about them. It doesn't really interest me. I know we get calls about this all the time, but to me this is not a true threat to our sovereignty or democracy.
Well, Alan, I was joking with you in the break saying you're worried the conspiracy theorists will take over the world. My whole point is reality is going to win the day and tyranny is going to fail. The world is moving towards a lot of tyranny. I mean, wouldn't you say the world is in a trend towards tyranny and big government?
No, I think especially with Obama as the leader of the free world, we're headed in the opposite direction. I think when we had the last administration that believed in preemptive war, that believed in violating the Constitution to the extent that it did, that did not believe in habeas corpus, I believe during that administration we were much more in the direction of tyranny than we are now.
Okay, but Alan, certainly out in the open it was much worse. Now, because he's got a pretty face on it and well-spoken and does a few things like releasing a few of the memos but then says, I agree with it, that it's going to get worse because...
No.
He's
don't
slicker,
agree with
but,
that.
Okay, fine. You don't agree with that. But here's the issue. Are they not announcing a new world order all over the news and saying it's exactly what we said it was, a private group of banks ruling the planet?
No. I don't think that. I mean, you believe there's this underbelly that really runs everything and they're going to take over and we're moving toward one world government. I'm repeating myself. I am more sanguine about our ability to maintain our sovereignty. I'm not threatened. That stuff doesn't threaten me like it does you.
There's an overbelly. This is not an underbelly. I mean, this is the head here.
Uh-huh.
This is not the belly with ticks crawling along it.
I don't have the fear that you do that this is what's going to happen.
Wait a minute. I mean, you're saying that they're not announcing, you know, Times of London, Financial Times of London headline, and now for world government.
I think there are people who would, probably some people who would like it. There are people like you who probably fear it. I don't think it's a realistic fear.
Do you think global government would be a good thing?
No. No. I think it would be great to have a better relationship with even our enemies, but that doesn't mean global government. I like the fact that Obama's reaching out to our perceived enemies and actually touching them by shaking their hands and accepting their books and saying we should, you know, hopefully next time we'll release, you know, or take do away with the embargo in Cuba. I think those are all very good moves, but it doesn't mean one world government.
Alan.com, and you're on the radio weeknights, what is it, 9
to midnight? 10 to 1 Eastern.
When?
10 to 1 Eastern time.
10 to 1 Eastern, 9 to midnight Central. Hey, Obama did vote for basically total gun bans in the Senate when he was at the state in Illinois.
Debanning guns. He's not taking away your ammunition. Your guns are safe. Your ammunition is safe. You don't have to go out and buy the next
gun. His attorney general argued for the D.C. Will I be fine under
it's
the D.C. gun ban?
Not even a priority in this administration right now.
Will I be fine under the right now? Under the D.C. gun ban, will I be fine under that?
Yes. In fact, the less guns, the better.
So you support that. Alan, you're something else.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Is it getting better?
Hey, I got some really great news for all the listeners. I finally, after a year, convinced the network that they're getting their phone system. When a processing unit goes out, we know it overdrives hot callers. Hallelujah, they say they're going to replace it. They finally know it's broken. This will be a day long remembered. G. Gordon Liddy used to go, I swear, we're in here with former East German radio equipment. It's terrible. This place is unbelievable. East German radio equipment. I think we have the East German radio equipment up there. But John Harmon does a great job. You know, we got a pretty good studio down here. Until they get it replaced, I'll just start taking calls and guests here on my lines because it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Hey, but we're a small standalone network. We're growing. We're getting better all the time. We appreciate all of you. You know, that's how we reach more people and spread the word, is you spreading the word about the free podcast at InfoWars.com, the AM and FM stations we're on, a lot of new affiliates picking us up. I want to thank each and every one of them. Be sure and support those local sponsors. It's exciting what's going on. Okay, I want to take some calls from Todd and Scott and Frank and Casey and Jim. I know you've been holding. We're going to get to you. But let me just go over some of the background from these articles that I started covering before our interview with Alan Combs came up. Hey, did you hear Alan Combs say he's giving rights to the detainees? And then I came back from during the break. I said, oh, really, Alan, are you in front of a computer? He said, yeah. And I said, Google, Obama backs Bush, no rights for detainees. And he Googled it, and there was all the mainstream news with Obama's statement and his executive order that they would continue to secretly hold him with no habeas corpus, no Geneva Convention. And Alan had to say, oh, I disagree with that. I mean, just and we have the videos and his statements. He did say he'd bring the troops home immediately, then 16, then 23. Now they're saying indefinitely. That's how it works. Oh, yeah. Immediately, 16, 23, 42, never. And they're going to have parades, though, for returning brigades. You know, they send brigades over and bring brigades back. That's how they do it now. It's a total force. They don't just replace individuals. So, oh, look, the troops are marching home. Victory. Dun-da-dun. They'll be like, Alex, the war's over. And I'm like, oh, really? More suicide bombings. More death. Oh, you're just a defeatist. There is no end to the lies, folks. There's just, but see, under Obama, they'll just say the war's over, and that's the end of it. The war is over. It's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all over for him. Okay, I told you about death education. Just a smattering of what's happening at the schools. WorldNet Daily. Death education at Columbine High. And it says that they admitted that they were given death education. And they teach you how to die, how to hang yourself, how to kill yourself. A video was made of Tara's testimony distributed nationwide by Eagle Forum. The tape was aired on British television and the Atlantic Monthly did a feature story on it. The producers of 2020 saw the video and decided to do a segment on the death education that was aired in 1990 at Columbine. And in the video, it teaches them how to die in coffins, how to kill themselves. And it just gets into the unbelievable how the suicides just explode. So there you go. Here's another one. Armed men terrorize school unannounced. Here's another one all over the country where they unannounced show up, WCAU TV, and say, we're going to kill you. We're terrorists. And everybody freaks out and, you know, passes out from fear. I mean, that is the most hardcore form of fear-based mind control. I've got an AP article out of Michigan where they came in and said, we are the Homeschool Defense League, and we're going to kill you. And it just goes on that front. But again, that's to demonize homeschoolers, Second Amendment groups, and to unannounce, freak the kids out and terrorize them where they're scared of guns for the rest of their life. That's how you kill the Second Amendment, traumatize the children. And it also sets the precedent to allow the police and military to do whatever they want, to get away with whatever they want. Classroom trash can used as toilet. A fifth grade teacher allowed five students, a boy and four girls, to use a trash can as a toilet during a school lockdown drill when no one was supposed to leave the classrooms. The Charleston County teacher, Philip Fernando, was reprimanded. Should have just made him defecate on the ground, I guess. Last year for putting cardboard around a student's desk and keeping him isolated from his classmates for 2 hours from talking. Whatever that means. On Tuesday, Fernando gave the Charlestown Academy students permission to use the trash can. When a girl used the bathroom, other girls held up jackets to shield the view while the students stood on the opposite with the wall with their backs turned. School district spokesman Jenny Adams said boys also did the same for the boy. It is not acceptable, Associate Superintendent Patricia Yandel told the newspaper. So yeah, they were supposed to just urinate in their pants, I guess. During the drill, which lasted less than an hour, this is another article they found. I found one where they had to stay in the classroom all day with no lunches. But we tried to Google that and couldn't find it. During the drill, which lasted less than an hour, Fernando called the school's main office and said students needed to use the restroom. It was unclear what he was told, but Yandel said he was not told to leave students to use the trash can. So that was the lockdown drill. Here's another one, Washington Post. School boost preparations for attack. Many anti-terror plans would stop parents from picking up children. School administration in the Washington area yesterday stepped up preparations for possible terrorism. And most school districts told parents that they would be prevented or strongly discouraged from picking up their children in the event of a biological chemical attack. Now, this was in 2003, they reported all this. We told people before 9/11, FEMA was doing drills of taking kids to FEMA camps. We confirmed that. In Fairfax County, Superintendent of Schools Daniel A. Domini told the school board last night that he would deploy more security forces around schools, limit parking near buildings, and cancel outdoor activities for field trips. And the nation's terror alerts were raised to this highest level, code red. He said he would also consider closing schools. So it's just a martial law lockdown. They do those here in Austin. 4 hours after they catch a bank robber, they'll still lock schools down. London County school officials yesterday added a shelter-in-place plan against chemical attacks and the usual emergency procedures and said parents will not be allowed to get their children. So you got that. You know, I saw you guys on screen. You found the AP article about Michigan telling them we're homeschoolers. I guess I'm going to find that. I think it's in the stack, actually. State brainwashing children to reeducate their parents for green dictatorship. This is a Paul Watson article, PrisonPlanet.com, that goes through where Al Gore says your parents don't know what's really going on in the world. Your parents are backwards. So you need to educate your parents about what's happening and basically report on them. High Court, UPI reports, appeared ready to Tuesday to approve broad national authority to strip search students for drugs without warrants. Now, here's an old one, 1999, March 26, 1999. This is in the archive now, the Pensacola News Journal, but you can find it at web.archive.org/web1999, or just Google Hobbs Middle School Marines, and it's the first link comes up. By Jenny LaCosta, News Journal staff writer. Now, listen carefully. The sleepy atmosphere that precedes first period was broken at Hobbs Middle School on Thursday morning by a sound of Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard pilots marching through the school halls. While sixth graders in Lynette Whitefield's geography class were watching CNN reports on NATO airstrikes against Yugoslavia, can we punch this article up? Thanks. They heard a voice bark over the intercom, military personnel, take your classrooms. The mock takeover of Hobbs Middle School by pilots and flight students from Whiting Field was a way to illustrate what martial law is all about, said Lieutenant Troy Bashiers, a Coast Guard pilot assigned to Whiting Field Naval Air Station. And I told you, we did interviews with Marines who covertly were doing martial law takeover drills in the late 80s. This has been going on a long time. Now it appears to be building, well, it doesn't appear it is, but appears to be coming to a head. If you guys can't find it again, just Google Hobbs Middle School Marines. But once the sailors and Marines, you have it. But once the sailors and Marines were in the classrooms, their mission was to teach for a day of subjects such as math, science, history, and geography, and give teachers a break. But it was unannounced to the kids. We were going for shock value initially, that's a quote, said Navy Lieutenant Dan Deuterman, 29, but in the classrooms, we're showing the students practical applications of what they're learning. See, it's part of trauma-based mind control, folks, and then people then love their oppressors. That's also the psychology they're going for, the people that shock them. Some students brought up questions about Kosovo situation. And then it's got quotes about Bill Clinton wanted you to know what martial law is like. I remember that from 10 years ago. Let me find the martial law. Bill Clinton. There was a quote in there about Bill Clinton. Well, you can go read the story if you want. I'm going from 10-year memory there. Maybe another middle school. There was several articles in the Pensacola Journal, and that's the problem with 10-year-old memory. I remember that today and had them Google it, and they found it, but there were like, I'm going to say three articles about it. So there's others. Michigan School District portrays homeschoolers as terrorists. This is a homeschool world alert, but I found this in AP. On Monday, September 20th, the Muskogee Chronicle in Michigan reported on a mock attack on public school bus to test terrorism response. According to the paper, the exercise was a simulated attack by a fictitious radical group called Wackos Against Schools and Education, who believe everyone should be homeschooled. Now imagine, is that trying to demonize homeschoolers? And now the federal documents are out. They are demonizing homeschoolers in federal documents. I told you this. And then they pay cops to go out and brainwash the public. And Imagine the kids go home and go, yeah, the unannounced came out and threw fake blood on us, put guns to our heads, and said, we're wacko homeschoolers against public education. This was in the AP. Like it's normal. But, again, this goes on everywhere. I just read you Marines doing it. According to the paper, the exercise was simulated attack by a fictitious group, radical group called Wackos Against Schools and Education, who believe everybody should be homeschooled. That's the way to demonize homeschoolers. Certainly, disaster preparedness is important, but the terrorists are portrayed as homeschoolers who think everybody should have to homeschool. Meanwhile, the government's trying to ban homeschooling. We immediately called the Muskegon Chronicle and explained how this is offensive to millions of people who have chosen to exercise their rights to homeschool. Imagine if they said, you know, wacko black people against public schools, or wacko Asians, or wacko Mexicans, or wacko whites. Folks will get upset, but no, it's homeschoolers. It's okay. But it's the drill itself. Homeschoolers never have committed violent acts against the public schools or any terrorist acts. It has not been homeschool children who have walked in public schools shooting everybody and anyone, but rather public school children. Comparing us to the most dangerous people in the world is a terrible insult and a travesty. The newspaper promised to print our response in a follow-up story. Calls already have poured into Muskegon Intermediate School. Guys, Google Muskegon Intermediate Homeschool, and you'll find the AP. Muskegon Intermediate. I want the AP on screen for folks. I want them to see this for themselves. Of course, it's 3 years ago, so it may be dead now. Calls already have poured into the Muskegon Intermediate School District of Muskegon County have issued an apology printed below. Now, here's the background. Here's what the federal drill, remember the AP said, the cops go, well, the feds told us we had to do it this way. Today, the homeschool terrorists in a simulated attack struck a busload of students in the White Hall area, killing more than a half dozen and sending dozens more to hospital. Although the attack was not real, it looked real to the students. Emergency personnel and firefighters responded as if it was real. Because they come in and not tell them, they don't tell them it's a drill. The exercise was funded by the federal Homeland Security grants awarded to several area school districts and Muskegon County, Michigan. Muskegon Area Intermediate School District partnered with the Muskegon County Emergency Services to implement the mock terror attack. According to the Muskegon Chronicle, the exercise was simulated attack by a fictitious radical group called the Wackos Against Schools, Education, and believe everybody should be homeschooled. Eight or nine, I can't even read that word, of deceased students represented by mannequins were transported to the county morgue. Frantic parents ran to schools and hospital emergency rooms. So that was out of the local newspaper, the whatever it is. It's up there in the article, the Muskegon Chronicle. And it says, apology issued by the county, September 21st, 2004. The Muskegon Area Intermediate School District shared the disappointment of others when we learned the September 21st, 2004 emergency preparedness drill referenced homeschoolers as the fictitious group responsible for the mock disaster. We apologize, according to Dan Stout, Chief Deputy Emergency Services of Muskegon County. The scenario was constructed in his office, a sample scenario. This is where it says the feds, if my memory serves. I haven't read this yet. I read this, 5 years ago. Was required in order to receive the necessary funding for the staged event. The Muskegon Area Intermediate School District and local schools did not construct the scenario, but participated other county agencies, hospitals, emergency responders in conducting the drill. Okay, the AP said it was federal, but you can hear them saying it wasn't theirs. But did you find the AP? Yeah, they pull their stuff after a few years. It's kind of like Big Brother gets rid of what he said before. The exercise was meant to sharpen the skills and response time of our emergency services personnel, but was unfortunately clouded by the choice of the fictional group. And it goes on to say Homeland Security. Oh, yeah, they said earlier Homeland Security did it with a grant. I'm sorry. In the world, I'm just too obsessed with trying to see if my memory's accurate. In the world today, Homeland Security is a very important issue. The training of our nation responded, blah, blah, blah. Homeland Security. Okay. Girl handing out cough drops accused of selling drugs at school. Gave her friend a cough drop. Bunch of other news. I mean, I've just got too much of this. Okay, I'm done. I'm done covering it. I'm done. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here at the end because gold has moved massively back up, and the news is saying it's going to go past 900 and probably keep sailing. I don't know. I just know the way they're devaluing the dollar, it's good to get into gold. But Ted's got silver way below what I've seen it being sold everywhere else, and it's a collector coin, the Lakota Nation. And he's selling out of these, folks. These are hard to get. They're like 25 bucks everywhere else I've seen. He's got them for, what, 17-something. Ted, tell him about it.
Yeah, I do. Actually, they're at 1771 right now. And the thing about the Lakota Nation coin is that it's so popular because of the fact that they have a currency value on it, and it has to do with the sovereign nation. We've seen what happened to the Liberty Dollar and that stuff when they the government stepped in, and it's like the collector market just moved in on them and jumped them up over 100 bucks a piece.
Are you kidding? They're 300, 400 bucks and still over 100. So, yeah, this is people waiting for a train wreck, I think. That's the reason these are selling for so much. But you've got them at what you bought them for.
Right, exactly. They're at 1771, and you even consider the fact that silver went up today. It's that is a fabulous price on those. It's a great way to get in rounds. Gold is up, too, Alex. We should talk about that.
And by the way, in the last week, I told you last week when you first got these, or 2 weeks ago, that I wanted some. I've been too busy. Will you save me 10? Just put an order in, Ted. Take it out of my paycheck. 10. I want 10 of them. 10.
You
can
got
I have
it.
10? 10? 10 silver coins. Great.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Big high roller here, folks. About here, about there. But over the years, it builds up. So I got 10 of these coming to me right now. In fact, Ted, you just got my order right there. Sold. A man named Alex Jones.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Way up. All right, retransmission starts at InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com in T-minus 6 minutes. All the key news I covered, economic, military, your phone calls today. We'll be back to live, of course, back live tomorrow, of course, from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. A lot of phone calls on the show and big guests tomorrow. Ron Paul scheduled for the show tomorrow. Ted Anderson, Again, you have for $17.71 Lakota rounds. That is insane. But again, you buy them in bulk, so you get a huge discount, and then you sell those at cost as a loss leader. So I've talked to Ted. That is at cost for him. They have the Lakota rounds, beautiful silver coins. I'm getting 10 of them. They got them right now. What else do you have in gold, Ted? You've got it from weeks ago when it was at a low. Now it's going back up at a high.
Right now, I mean, gold hit a high today at 910, and it's over 900. It's 907 right now. Remember the francs? They're trading up there at 220 in that last time we were in that price range. Right now I have them at 214. British sovereigns are at 267. Those ones are closer to 279. So the whole market right now is in upheaval. The market just took a big increase today. Obviously it should.
But explain that, Ted. You're selling gold that you bought when it was a lot less expensive, even now when it's at a height.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, right now what I've been doing is buying gold when the prices were low. The market went up. I mean, GM right now is on the edge of bankruptcy. We've got so many different things that are going on in the economy. I mean, it's just hard
Obama
to
Obama spent $12.8 trillion and saying he's balancing the budget, more money than all presidents before him combined. It's total Kool-Aid, la-la land. They're admitting more and more jobs are going to be lost. But when the public finally finds out, a lot of us are awake, but a lot of them aren't. And in a way, that's kind of a good thing because what the elite call the cattle haven't figured out how bad things are. In a way, that's good because it gives us a chance to get protected before it totally collapses. We wish it wouldn't happen, but you need to give the brokers a call. They're going to be there till midnight tonight, right, Ted?
Yep, they'll be here. All you gotta
how do long is... can they hold that deal? Because this is gold. Well, this is gold you bought. It was $25, $30 less?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, right now I'm going to hold the deal until they run out of quantities. That's all. And if you call us at 1-800-686-2237, I don't care if I run out or not. I'm still going to hold those prices clean through midnight tonight. So you're welcome to call for them, and I'd lock in on them because, I mean, by fall this year, a lot of crap is going to hit the fan, and gold has always done better in the fall. And right now you're getting that opportunity to get in while it's springtime and coming into summer.
That's right. It always goes up in the fall. We can't guarantee that because weird stuff happens nowadays, but all I know is gold 5 years ago was, you know, $300 an ounce, and it's 900 and something right now, and the graph keeps going up, so everything else is going down. It is a smart move, ladies and gentlemen, with what's happening in the stock market. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and you cannot beat those Lakota rounds, Lakota Nation.
Well, they're on eBay right now from 20 to 25, so I don't know how you can beat them. Nobody has them out there at that price.
Well, no, when you said you had them a couple weeks ago, I wanted to look at them, so I went and looked at eBay, and I was like, that's $24, $25. And Ted's got them for $17. What a deal. 800-686-2237. Will the brokers be there till midnight, Ted? Because I got a lot of listeners on AM and FM and Internet and Shortwave that listen at night, and they want to call. They'll be hearing this at midnight.
Yeah, they'll be hearing because they'll be here because the phone's ringing. There's a lot of business. They're here for that. You know, they'll be here for you. So call in. If you happen to hit a voicemail, let us know that you need this deal, and we'll still honor it, you know, tomorrow.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or go to MidasResources.com. We got links to it up on InfoWars.com. Ted, thanks for spending 5 minutes with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alice.
You bet. 1-800-686-2237. Even if you buy one silver round to teach your grandkids what real money is, because they'll probably claim that's Al-Qaeda in the future. They already run TV shows for kids where Cobra Commander has silver and gold, and he's bad because he has coins, and he's against paper money. I mean, I was joking saying they'd be demonizing it, and actually they are. When I start thinking about, oh, wait, they are demonizing it. And they want to get rid of paper money. They want to go purely to digital. Retransmission starts now on the InfoWars streams. Please keep spreading the word about the show. People are waking up big time thanks to you. God bless you all. Take care. Great job, crew, by the way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.